This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is calm and warm. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild afternoon, while Jerusalem basks under clear skies. Haifa sees a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Syria says Israel security talks could resume soon, despite no trust. This comes from Ynet in the last hour. Also, Syria expects to resume negotiations with Israel, aiming for IDF withdrawal, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, an Israeli was wounded in a Jordan Valley terror attack. Emergency responders acted swiftly, as reported by JNS. Separately, Iran war brings Somali pirates back to the sea to target commercial ships. I-24 News provided this update from earlier today. And finally, remains of the last Israeli soldier missing from the first Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle have been found, according to JTA from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global noted just minutes ago that investors are betting big on Israeli tech. Team 8 partner Ori Barzilay highlighted how the war showcases Israeli resilience. Visegrad 24 reported moments ago about Sweden's education minister Simona Mohamsen. She wore a Star of David at a debate to show solidarity with Swedish Jews. Avigdor Lieberman posted recently about historical decisions involving Yair Golan and Netanyahu, hinting at political maneuvers. Now for more on those stories, starting with Syria. The country's foreign minister Assad al-Shaybani mentioned in a Ynet interview that despite a lack of trust, talks with Israel might soon resume. This follows negotiations that nearly reached an agreement before the Iran war. A potential deal could establish security zones near the border. If successful, this could ease tensions and improve regional stability. Turning to the Jordan Valley incident, JNS reports that a 24-year-old Israeli was attacked and wounded in a terror incident. The assailant remains at large, with IDF troops conducting a manhunt near Al-Auja. This underscores ongoing security challenges in the region. Meanwhile, the Iran conflict has had broader implications. I-24 News indicates that Somali pirates are seizing opportunities to target commercial shipping. With Western fleets focused on Iranian threats, piracy has resurged. This poses a renewed threat to global maritime trade. Separately, the remains of Yehuda Katz, a soldier missing since the Sultan Yaqub battle, have been identified. JTA reports that Katz was a 22-year-old tank gunner when he went missing 44 years ago. This discovery brings closure to a long-standing mystery for his family and the nation. On the economic front, first, Ubtech has signed a seasonal sponsorship agreement with Maccabi Tel Aviv for their VIP box in the EuroLeague season. Mariv Business reported this an hour ago. Separately, Israel plans to boost its defense procurement with more Apaches, CH-53Ks, and missiles. Keytech highlights that defense companies are in urgent need of financing to maintain production lines. And finally, Teva is nearing FDA approval for a new treatment for Tourette syndrome in children. Expected by the first quarter, Israel Hayom Business says this drug could have billion-dollar sales potential. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.